Welcome back. 417, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. The Truth. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Let's bring her on, shall we? The darling of the media, Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. What are you laughing at?
The combination of being a darling and that strange music in the background.
Yes. Yes, it's almost bizarre, isn't it?
What is that? Is that James Bond?
It's called Wicked Games.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
What kind of mood you in today, Andy?
Wicked. A wicked mood. All right, class envy campaign tactic, the name of your piece in the current day's issue of the Washington Times. President went to South Florida's high dollar district, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He went to Florida, South Florida, as you said, yesterday to do not one but three fundraisers in order to get us to flip the bill for Air Force One and, you know, all the campaign staff and everything. He stuck in a little 74-minute speech at Florida Atlantic University, I think it was, and said about the Buffett tax. But what was so just typical of this president is that he first went to this, like, really fancy fundraiser in Palm Beach and $10,000 a ticket, and he did not say one word about raising their taxes, not one word about the Buffett tax. And then, you know, it goes to a bunch of students, and it's all about let's tax the wealthy because they're not paying their fair share.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing this fair share line. He uses it in every speech, every single day. And, you know, as a person who I believe pays his fair share, and in some cases more than his fair share, I'm greatly offended by that.
Yeah, as you should be. I mean, you're right. He says it all the time, and he has since, I think, last summer when he started this ridiculous Buffett idea. And the thing is that it's not fair. The tax code is not fair because it's progressive. So the more money you make, the more you're going to get give away. Not percentage, but I mean, you will pay a higher percentage. So it is completely false. And the president has this new little habit, which is so annoying, which he now says, I'm just using math. He says that five times in his speech yesterday. I'm just using math.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not, and he says it, and of course I'm sure the audience believes him, that he's used math. What else? He calculated this.
Yeah.
But the fact is that nothing related to this Buffett idea is mathematical or factual. It's all about what, as he says, which you say, is about fairness. Because factually, the average tax rate for somebody in the 1%, which is over $344,000 a year, which is where millionaires fall, because there is no tax bracket for millionaire, but those who make the 1% out, they pay an average of 30%. The Buffett tax, which is a bill that will be in the Senate next Monday, and that's what the president's calling for, would raise their taxes to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. This is what they're already paying in that 1%. Now, Warren Buffett, how this all starts, Warren Buffett claims he pays 17% because most of his income comes in the form of capital gains because of investments. Now, of course, those of us who believe an economy works best when people are investing in it and growing in it will, you know, make this whole argument makes no sense. But just say it was the case that it's not fair that Warren Buffett is paying more than his secretary, except for the fact that the president did not use math, or did not use fact, and look at CBO came out with a report 2 years ago giving all the average tax rates, and the average person, Warren Buffett says he pays his secretary $60,000 a year, person in that tax bracket pays about 11%
mm-hmm.
in taxes.
Yeah.
So the secretary's not paying less. Warren Buffett's not paying less. Nobody's, I mean, this is just all, and then if you look at, even if they did pass this thing, even if they did for the very few people, millionaires, who are making that much from dividend taxes, from investing, which we would actually like, let's just say we raise their taxes to 30% so that their investments were taxed at that rate. It would bring in, they estimate, $5 billion a year, which sounds great in theory, except for the fact that the United States, just to get through March, we borrowed $198 billion. That's what we borrowed just in March this year, because our bills are out of control the past couple of months. We've been hitting this $200 billion borrow mark.
Yeah.
So $5 billion, and then and the impact of having all the wealthiest people in this country, who are the biggest investors, no longer investing, no longer creating jobs, would be so detrimental, obviously.
Yeah.
But the, the fairness is just about morality. It's his sense of what's right and wrong.
Yeah. Well, he gets to use this as a campaign tool because he knows Harry Reid's going to bring it up. It's going to fail. And then he'll be able to blame those nasty, radical Republicans, the ones that want the dirty air and dirty water, for yet another slam at the American people, keeping the rich rich.
That's right. And this is such a political scam. I mean, the president and his spokesman, Jay Carney, wouldn't even tell reporters why they're doing this. He doesn't even say it could pass. No one in any part of the story can say that this bill can pass, get 60 votes to pass the Senate on Monday. It's, like you said, it's purely for political purposes. And now the president has taken on this new tack, along with saying math a lot. He talks about all the things that people can't have because the rich are making have so much money they're not supposed to have.
Yeah.
Like veterans. They told the kids in college they're not going to get student loans. He has said, you know, I mean, everything from, you know, our veterans are going to die on the streets to, you know, people aren't going to go to college anymore because of the $5 billion a year $5 billion covers government spending for 12 hours.
Yeah,
that's just ridiculous. But he says it, and I don't know if it's really penetrating the public. I don't see a huge rally out there for the Buffett tax. You know, I don't think it's really working, but it's all he has, and it's the most important part of his campaign this year.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't help but notice it's always, you know, a bunch of young people standing behind him, and they're very enthusiastic. And I'm sure hoping that Mitt Romney goes on the college campaign trail and stops mid-speech and turns around and looks at these kids and says, oh, by the way, under the Obama administration, the $16 trillion in debt, you'll pay that. Somewhere down
That's
the road,
right.
This is the bill they're leaving for you. Now, do you want that bill to grow more, or do you want me to try to knock it back for you?
That's right. I mean, it would be great to have, especially with young people who just listen to this stuff, you know, and fall for it. And, you know, I'd like to see Romney say also, you're not going to have Medicare at all. You're not going to have Social Security, but here's the kicker to it. You have to pay into it for the rest of your lives, but you don't get it at the end.
No, it's
you're
true.
You're going to pay for ours.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's the way the system works, and that's the way the system's going to continue to work, and then it'll just be gone by the time they get old enough to even get it.
Yeah.
So they have to take out 6% of their paychecks the rest of their lives for something they'll never get. And the way the economy is going, as you said, with the debts and deficits, you know, I don't know what kind of economy they're going to be, you know, getting, but it's not really hard to get jobs these days with 8% unemployment.
Yeah, that's true. All right, before I let you run today, you've been out to the range?
Oh, actually, I'm going Friday with D.C. Council Chairman Kwame Brown.
Oh, no kidding.
This Friday, the City Council, D.C. City Council's chairman said he wanted to go shooting with me, so we're going this Friday to sharpshooters, and I'm going to teach him how to use a gun for the first time.
Fantastic.
And this is a man who was at the Washington Times back in September for a newsmaker interview with us, and he would not answer the question, do you believe in the Second Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Kwame Brown would not answer that question, and now, you know, like, he's come a long way.
Well, be darned. All right, I can't wait to hear about that. We'll do that next week.
Definitely.
All right, Emily.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. See ya. Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Her piece in today's Washington Times is entitled Class Envy Campaign Tactic.